Comedy Mushroom Cole Podcast. Oh, you gotta lean with it. You gotta rock with it. Yo, in my white tee, I break a bitch back. And I got a big bank. Yeah, I think she liked that. Oh, I think she liked that. I don't know. I don't know the exact lyrics. I know that there's something to do with if you got a friend, then she got a sucka with it. You know? I think saying bitch in the first five is fine. I don't know about leaning in with it and rocking with it, though. But I don't know. Here we are. Here we are again. Happy to see you all. That's what that button is. La, 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 la. We're just messing with it. Somehow my dials got turned around here. That's not good. I don't like that. So sorry if this is blowing up your ears. I'm going to have to fix that in post. What's up, clowns? County Mushroom Cult Podcast. We're at it again. We had some shit going on, you know? Let me add something to the list here. Question? Got the sunglasses on again. We're not high. I can promise you that much. We'll get to it. Upcoming show, 8/19. That's tomorrow, depending on when you're listening to this. That's 8/19. That's Zanies in Rosemont. There's a fight for the funnies is what it's called. It's like some sort of like Zanies best of Madison kind of thing, but in Chicago because it's not in Madison. So like round one is, well, I mean, there's like five rounds, something crazy. Then it's like, I think I'm round three or four. Is tomorrow, and then like two people go to the finals. I think there's like 10 people that are on it. Got some really good friends that are in my group. So, and it's only like two people go through to the finals each round. And then there's like two that are like the club's choice or something from the thing. So like, it's one of those, like, I want to go to the finals, but I also want my friends to be there too. But whatever, that's tomorrow. That'll be fun. 8/21, put on events. That's an apartment show. 8/24, O'Callahan's. There's too many people on this lineup. I'm one of like 1,000. All right. But come see me. It'll be fun. I believe that that's free. I'll be eating lunch / dinner, Brinner, Linner. Dunch. I'll be having Dunch, early bird special dinner at Miller's Pub, downtown. If you want to come stare at me and my girlfriend's dad and his stupid friends, before that, our reservations at 5, I think. September 30th. August 30th, that's this month, in 12 days. Was that good for you? All right? Buy tickets. Come to it. It's going to be super fun. September 4th, we have another put-on-events show, which, yay, that'll be good. I got some great lineups on that. September 14th, Can of Besties. That's going to be super cool. It's a Sunday. It's a weed-based show. That might be my return back. I don't know. I'm taking like a break off of weed. I'll talk about it in a minute. I don't know how long it's going to last. I've been doing too much of it, you know? It's not like it's one of those like, hey, we need to take our foot off the gas for a minute. The world sucks, but we don't need to numb ourselves from it all the time. Sometimes you just need to feel it. But it's a weed-based show. It's at the Salt Shed. It'll be very, very fun. I'm very excited for it. And then September 15th, Zanies in Old Town. That's Wisconsin. That's the OG Zanies. That's the one, you know? And I forgot to start a timer again, so we got to do that. Well, sorry if the neighborhood's loud, if you can hear the people screaming out there. Summertime shy, you know? It's been so fucking hot, guys. I don't know if you understand how hot and how warm it has been outside here lately. And it's not like 100 degree. I mean, it has been over hundreds degrees on the heat index, that's for sure. But like the humidity with the heat, it's been bad. Since I work at the football field, and like the preseason games have been going on. And it's yesterday was the second one. I think the Bears won like 38-0. It's preseason, so it doesn't matter, but like that's kind of nice. Caleb Williams looked like he knew what he was doing. I didn't work the game because I was back in Ohio this weekend, and I'll talk about that in a second. But last Sunday, and like I'm still kind of fucking, you know, coming back from it. I was at work and like I'm on Wellbutrin, and it turns out like that you have heat sensitivity if you're on Wellbutrin. And again, if you hear the fucking cat toy going, I can't stop him from doing it. All right, you're just gonna have to deal with it until it stops. It's either that or you're gonna get screamed at by a fucking cat the entire episode. So I mean, it's really up to you on which way you want to go with that. All right, you don't want to hear cat toys, don't fucking go. If you can't stand the cat toys, stay out of the Comedy Mushroom Cult podcast. No, it was, like, so hot. And Soldier doesn't have, like, air conditioning on all the time. Even in the suites that people are paying, like, $20,000 plus per game and all this crazy shit. But, like, they have, there's pantries at the end of the hallway that are, like, 0% air conditioned. So when it's, like, or even heated. So when it's, like, 0 degrees out, it's freezing cold in there. When it's 100 degrees out, it's hot as balls in there. So there's really no respite from the dropping respite on you bitches. There's really no, like, vacation from the heat when you're working. Which, fine, whatever, you gotta work. But when it's, like, 6 days in a row, and then you're going to leave to do shows on apartment buildings on their roof when it's also 90 degrees. And there's a good breeze, but it's also, like, still sucks. You're still outside for another, like, 3-4 hours. So I almost passed out, and I had to come home early from work. And then, like, I don't know. People always make it seem, not people, like, the way that jobs are created is it, like, puts so much pressure on each member, each employee, to, like, carry so much of the burden so that if somebody leaves, there's not really, like, a backup plan ever because, like, labor costs money and companies don't want to spend money on labor even though they're making. Like, I was talking to my boss. And, I mean, if you know what company it is, great. I don't care. If they see this and don't like it, fucking fire me. Like, what are we talking about? Like, I was talking to... Because, like, my direct manager is a cool guy. He's, like, younger, and I was giving him shit because, like, they were doing some weird... And I'm never going to get into overtime, but, like, that doesn't mean that my... I mean, I could, but that doesn't mean I can't stand up for my fellow employees and workers. I'm not a fucking class traitor, you know? And I was talking to him because somebody brought up how they were, like, playing with the hours to make sure that nobody got overtime this week, even though there were, like, a couple events and, like, blah, blah, blah. And, he just, like, scooted right over the question, and I was like, man, he's getting real good at management, just skirting right past that. And he's like, labor's expensive. And I was like, how much money did the company make last game? Just last game. And he's like, well, that's 15% of what they made was labor. And I was like, okay, what was the other 85%? What is the overhead? It's not like we have to rent the building. The building's been paid for like 1,000 years. It's a 100-year, it's like an over 100-year-old building, you know? I think, pretty close to it. You got brought in to run, like, oh, sure, so, like, the overhead is the food and the labor, so 15% is your labor. I feel like that's pretty inexpensive. Talk to another business runner, and they were like, I wish my labor was only 15%. And it's like, yeah, bitch, like, it's not, it's, like, it's your biggest cost. So, like, what's the other, like, half of that should be labor, you fucking numbskulls. It's a whole season coming up. And so, like, when one person leaves, like, 5 people get fucked out of it instead of having somebody there who can just, like, instantly fill in and help out with that. That's how that goes. But, I actually had quite a pleasant weekend. Went back to Ohio, the motherland, it's very strange, and it's one of those things that I would love to maybe do, like, a documentary on at some point, in my life, if I ever get, like, some money put together. to do it. Like, there's, like, just from my hometown, Perrysburg, Ohio, there's, like, a large amount of people who are, like, wildly successful. Like, we have an Olympic gold medalist. We have people who are on Broadway, off-Broadway. That's not, like, we, there's a Super Bowl-winning coach. There is a World Series-winning manager. Fucking, like, just wildly impressive people left and right. Just from, like, this little tiny town in Ohio, Northwest Ohio. And it's, like, it used to be the Great Black Swamp. Fort Meigs is there. The War of 1812 was super big there. The French and Indian War was super big there. It just doesn't make any sense. And we were just back there, and, like, it's always fun going back home. I was supposed to do a show there. Didn't sell enough tickets to make it worth it, but that's fine. As soon as I canceled it, like, a handful of people came out and were like, oh, we were excited to come to this. And it's like, should have bought tickets then, you know? Like, places cost money, and you have to do it. And I understand, like, I'm a big, like, hey, just, like, roll the ball out there and let's play. But, like, if you have to pay for the venue, like, I'm not going to pay $250 and hope that I make that money back when I don't have $250 to spare. Maybe at some other point, yeah, sure, I'll lose money on a show to have a good show in my hometown. I just can't do that right now, you know? But it was cool to be back home. I actually had, like, a pretty cool little, like, and it's one of those, like, they say not to spend more than 3 days in Vegas. I would say don't spend more than a day and a half in Northwest Ohio. It was the perfect amount of time. We left Friday morning. We were back in town for my sister's wedding, her second wedding. I think that that's important to note. Because, like, so, and I mean, her now husband, it's his second marriage too, because it's 2025 and you're allowed to have second, third, fourth marriages if you want. There was a time during the, maiden of honor, she just got finished milking the cows. So she came in and was going to give a speech, but the matron of honor, which makes a 30-year-old woman sound so goddamn old. And I guess comparatively a 30-year-old woman is kind of old, but, I mean, really, just speaking of milk, spoiled milk, if you know what I'm saying, wow, that I just really fell right into that misogyny. Sometimes it just happens, you know? It's not me. It's the patriarchy that just, like, sets it up. But just, like, telling people's going back for the wedding, and they're like, oh, congratulations. And it's like, it's a second wedding, you know? Like, it's not that big of a deal. Like, the ceremony was the perfect amount of time. Everybody walked in. People got to see how good we all looked. It was a fucking 1,000 degrees out. And I mean, I felt bad for my sister and her husband because they had to be, like, in a suit and a big ass dress the whole fucking time and outside for pictures and shit. So, like, I'm bitching about it, but, like, it was nowhere near as bad. But no, even before the wedding, we got into town Friday, had to do the rehearsal dinner. Had a nice Airbnb that we stayed in for a night in Ottawa Hills, right by the Inverness, golf club, country club is the word I'm looking for. I saw the senior PGA tour there when I was a child, the Jamie Farr Classic, shout out to Jamie Farr, Klinger from MASH. I think he might be dead, but, like, he also, I don't know what he was on MASH, so I'm assuming he was a pretty liberal dude. He played, like, a transvestite when they were called transvestites. I think transvestites and transsexuals are two different things. Sure. But he used to wear dresses to try to get out of the army on MASH. And he's from Toledo. But that's where the Jamie Farr. So, like, we stayed there. And then they got married at Otsego Park, like, this, like, stone building thing. And it, like, when you roll up to it, you're like, why the fuck? But then you go to the other side of it, and it's just gorgeous overlook of the river and stuff. It was very pretty, very nice. Did the rehearsal. We had to drive to fucking there to walk down some steps a couple of times to some music. It was fine, whatever. If you can't walk down some steps, stay home. If you ain't got no money, keep your broke ass home. Why is it always Fergie? Fergie's just been in my head lately. I wonder what she's up to. I hope she's doing okay. Someone tell Fergie I said hello, and I hope she's doing great. wouldn't that be fun if that was, like, an earnest, like, celebrity shout-out on this podcast? Like, at some point, just being like, hey, if anybody's talked to who's somebody that I would want to do a shout-out to? If somebody's, like... If anybody's talked to Jenna Ortega lately, just tell her I said hi, and I can't wait to see her next time we're in Cabo at the same time. You know, like, that'd be very funny, especially just, like, thinking that we'll be allowed to go out of the country in the future is very funny at this point in history, too. Oh, by the way, they're still killing people in Gaza, so stop that. Donald Trump's bending over for Vladimir Putin, and just gonna give them Ukraine and apparently mineral rights to Alaska. So, like, he's just giving us selling our country to make himself more rich. So, like, I don't know. Congrats to all of us and all of you for electing him. But no, so rehearsal dinner. Then we went to Bar Louie, which was, like, apparently my sister and her husband's first date. And I told her, I was like, it's not too late to call this off. If your first date was at Bar Louie, like, what are we doing? But a nice little buffet. Got to catch up with my cousin and her husband. It was nice. It was a good, like a nice little night. Went back to the Airbnb. It's one of those, like, houses where they bought it just to be an Airbnb, I believe. Like, it was a 3-bedroom. And, like, each door has its own, like, combination lock on there. And it turns out that this place had, like, 3 or 4 rooms, and they all had the same combination. So that's an interesting setup to have, because an elderly black woman walked into our room while we were laying there. I skipped over the most important thing. Speaking of the Israelis, don't tell them. I found Mecca. I found the Holy Land. I found the Promised Land. It's in Perrysburg, Ohio. It's Mr. Freeze. I've known about it for years. But it was nice. Stood in, like, a 20-minute line for some soft-serve ice cream with some Buckeyes on it. If you don't know what Buckeyes are, then I don't know. Get a life. Go to Ohio. Get yourself a Buckeye sundae from Mr. Freeze. Still only a cash business, which is kind of fun to just, like, know that money laundering has to be a part of that business. Like, there's absolutely no way that their books are good after being in business that long and only being a cash business. And it's been in the same spot forever. So, like, I'm assuming that it's paid off. I would like to see an audit of the books of Mr. Freeze. John Freeze. I don't know if that's his name. But, like, so we had Mr. Freeze, and then we're just, like, watching Star Wars Episode 1 because, the place had Disney Plus. It said it had Netflix, but, like, you had to log in on your own, which, like, that doesn't mean you have the Netflix app. That doesn't mean you have Netflix, you fucking idiots. Oh, yeah, Netflix is available. Like, no shit, you have a smart TV. I have to sign in on my own thing, you idiots. But their Disney Plus was logged in, so I watched Star Wars Episode 1 up through the pod racing scene. So the elderly black woman walked in and was like, oh, I'm sorry, wrong room. And it was like, how did you figure out the fucking locks? First of all. Second of all, couldn't have been told. I didn't know that all of the combinations were the same. That's kind of cool. Maybe we should fix that. But, like, we're watching it, and, like, Qui-Gon Jinn, just not good at his job right from the jump. Like, they get onto, like, the Trade Federation ship. If you're not familiar with Star Wars Episode 1, basically the whole thing starts. There's, like, an embargo on Tatooine. Not Tatooine. What's their... Naboo. There's a... There's an embargo of Naboo. And, like, Obi-Wan Kenobi, a.k.a. Ben Kenobi, and Qui-Gon Jinn are, like, there to, like, go and try to, like, kill these viceroy or whatever. So they had to, like, run and disappear and go save the Naboo. But, like, right from the jump, they get on the Trade Federation ship, and they're like, hey, something doesn't feel right. And Qui-Gon Jinn's like, hey, don't worry about it. Everything's good in this situation. And Obi-Wan's like, nah, like, overall, like, this whole thing seems bad. And I know it's a movie, but Qui-Gon's like, yeah, you got to ignore that shit. And then, like, Obi-Wan's like, yeah, but Master Yoda says that we need to, like, look to the future. And he's like, yeah, but, like, you still have to, like, be in the moment. And it's, like, a very, like, yeah, cool. Like, I understand that we're about to, like, start, like, an international trade war or an intergalactic trade war and then go find Space Satan. But, like, you got to trust me on this one. And it's like, all right, cool. Maybe we shouldn't have trusted him on this one. But anyways, he was right for a while. He bet on the kid to win the pod race and all that shit. I'm waiting to go see what the... There's something about this Jar Jar Binks. I just can't pick it out. I understand he was supposed to, like, maybe be actually evil, like, be one of the Sith, but, like, they chose maybe the most racist voice. And, like, when you're growing up, you're like, ah, I don't get it. Like, whatever, it's not that bad. But then when you watch it and then you see the... Like, I had the captions on because it was nighttime and we didn't want to wake up the other... We didn't want the elderly black woman to be woken up by Star Wars, even though she came into our room. so, like, I have the captions on and you're like, ooh, maybe this is a little bit much, you know? Maybe we shouldn't have that being the thing. But no, even before, like, we just had, like, a nice little, we had Mr. Freeze on Friday, then woke up, we had to be out of the fucking thing by 11, but they said we could stay till 1, the wedding wasn't until 4, so we got ready, we went to Cracker Barrel, we got dressed, we left, we went to Cracker Barrel for lunch, haven't been to a Cracker Barrel in a long time, and you know how, like, there's, like, that color theory for how you're supposed to eat food. Like, you're supposed to eat some green food, you're supposed to eat some red food, you're supposed to eat some yellow food. Like, green is plants, red is fucking meat, yellow is like whatever, you get what I mean. And I think Cracker Barrel's where you go to eat beige, because my entire plate, because I got chicken and dumplings, great, hash brown casserole, great, biscuits, great, fried apples, amazing, right, all bangers, but all beige, and you're just like, yeah, fuck yeah, nobody's taking pictures, nobody's food eats first, or phone eats first, shout out to Hayden Fredrickson, and his great joke about that, but nobody's like, phone eats first at Cracker Barrel, because it's just beige, it's like walking into a millennial's house, there's just no color, just millennial gray, in fucking Cracker Barrel beige. But that was good. I was the hottest person at Cracker Barrel. We went to a Gabriel Brothers. Still calling it Gabriel Brothers, not Gabe's. Saw like a literally a slack-jawed yokel walking around in a Saving Abel Confederate t-shirt. And I feel like I should have punched him in his chin, but he didn't really have one. And when he talked, he talked, so his life's already hard enough. I don't think I need to get into a fight in front of, in a Gabriel Brothers. Got a really cool Keith Herring sweatshirt in Perrysburg, Ohio, of all places, which has actually turned around a little bit to me. And I mean, I was there for a day, right? Like, it wasn't, like, a case study in New Perrysburg. Like, a bunch of stuff has changed. Like, they've added, like, businesses and shit. But, like, we had some extra time and went downtown. We were just driving around. I wanted to go to the river and blah, blah, blah. Went to Kazmaier's, the place that I had, like, my first job at, saw the owner of Kazmaier's. He hates me, but, that was very fun for me because, he was trying to be a dickhead and I wouldn't let him out of the conversation, which is very, very fun. Just, like, holding someone fucking hostage when they, like, don't like you and you're, like, I don't know. He was my first boss, so he was, like, a big dick, like, the whole time, and was, like, he's just, like, very rude and very mean and powerful to, like, teenagers, so to be, like, a 35-year-old man and to see him and just, like, hold him hostage because I'm buying stuff at his store, it's very fun. But then there was, like, an art festival going on in downtown Perrysburg, and if you want to see, like, there's Harrison Raleigh Days, there's fucking shit that, like, people go to. It was a ghost town in downtown Perrysburg for an art festival. And, like, these things I used to think were ginormous when I was a kid. And it's not that big. I mean, it's not like a super, like, you don't go to Perrysburg for the culture. But, like, there was, like, nobody there. I took a picture. Maybe I'll intersperse it in here. But, like, it's just, like, the whole downtown area. And it's just empty. And, I mean, there's some people. And, like, the diversity in town. I was wildly, wildly surprised. It's not, like, I mean, by no means is it, like, Chicago or, like, a cultural center. Or, and, like, it like, but I saw some black people. I even saw some other kinds of brown people. And I know that that's like a little weird to say it that way, but for Perrysburg, Ohio, that's a big fucking deal. It's a like if you ever come to a storytelling show, and I do my like sundown town joke story about it. I grew up in a sundown town, and it's like, oh, so now that there's just like black and brown people getting ice cream at Mr. Freeze. That's incredible, you know. It's cool to see. But, like, there's also, like, an anti-vax, like, MLM store where everything's, like, made and natural and, like, had a bunch of that stuff. But I get to see my my old drama teacher. That was super cool. Shout out to Mr. Gentry. But then there was the wedding. Like, we did all that shit before the wedding. Then there was the wedding. And, I mean, I have to deal with my family being back in town. I don't super talk to my family that much unless I absolutely have to. Like, like if you're my family and you're wondering if I like you or not, you should pretty much know. I've made those feelings pretty clear. so, like, excuse me. But, like, people, like, having to deal with them, I just really needed a cigarette, you know? And, like, my sister's only, like, she's gonna be 30 soon, I think. Or she's 30 already, maybe. I don't really know. I'm about 5 years older, so, yeah, she should be 30. And, like, none of her friends smoked. I'm at a wedding, and nobody had cigarettes. And I'm, like, looking around, like, the rehearsal dinner. I'm looking at the asses of, like, the groomsmen to see if they have, like, a can of Zin in their back pocket. Or anybody. It looked like I was prowling for man ass. Like, just looking for Zin. And, like, nobody had it. Nobody had cigarettes. So I was like, well, what the fuck? Like, we used to be a country. There used to always be, it's a wedding. There should be so much cigarettes and drugs and, like, people getting boozed up. And, again, it was a second wedding. You know, a second marriage. It's not going to be, like, super big. But, like, you still have to have that. And the wedding planner ended up having to go grab ice at the gas station across the street. And my whole thing was like, if you want it bad enough, you'll go get it. And I just didn't want it bad enough. But like the wedding planner had to go across the street to get ice. And so my sister's like, hey, if you still needed cigarettes, the wedding planner, shout out to Anne, she went and got them. So I was like the hero of the wedding for a hot second because when I said I was looking for cigarettes, a group of people were like, if you ever get any, can I have one? And I was like, hey, we're in this together. And the best thing I did, it was, like, after, like, it was so hot in there. Like, the air conditioning either just, like, can't keep up or it was, like, broken or something. Or they just turned it on too late. But just with all those people in that room, it, like, never kept up. So it was just, like, sitting in a boiler room for, like, 4 hours. So we left a little bit early. And then I got to, like, donate a half a pack of cigarettes. But I don't know. It was good. Let's talk about some other stuff. Oh, the air show was this weekend. Dude, that's so fun. We didn't go to it because we were out of town Saturday. And then yesterday, just we got back earlier than we thought we were going to. I probably could have worked yesterday. But, like, I don't know. That's a quick turnaround to get back in town and then wake up and go to work. It was a night game. But we were going to go to the air show and just, like, kick it and have, like, a Sunday. But it's just, like, it was hot. It wasn't, like, that hot, but, like, still hot from, like, the day before. It was going to, like, it rained last night. So, I mean, it was, like, a little wonky. So, the night before on our way in. So, it just didn't feel like dealing with it. But fuck, man, is it cool? They're so cool. Like, and I hate the military-industrial complex. You've heard, listened to this podcast before. I think war is dumb, all right? We shouldn't do it. What is the book? War is Hell by Smedley D. Butler. Is it Smedley D. Butler? I know it's Smedley Butler, but I think that it's important for the culture. Smedley D. Butler, check your boy out. War is a racket, not war is hell. War is a racket. I think it's bullshit. We shouldn't be in it ever, but like, fuck it, you know, like it's time to do that. I don't know, watching old warplanes drive around and the fucking Blue Angels or like the Hellcats or whatever the fuck they were. It's just like loud shit and fast stuff. Like, Top Gun fucking rules, alright? Like, and just, like, the cats hated it. Like, you know how that sucks? Like, It's really loud. They don't know what's going on. It's like the loudest noise that they've ever heard. They don't understand fucking flight. They see birds fly. They see the wind happen. They see leaves. And that's usually they get up and knock it down. These are just giant loud birds to them. Like, they're indigenous people back in World War II. They're going to, like, make their own planes and pray to them after they're gone. But, like, it's a good time. Like, it's loud. It's fun. They, like, do flips and shit. There's just something ingrained in you. And, like, the cats don't get it. Like, after decades of propaganda from the military-industrial complex, there's just something fun about, like, like, it's fun. It's like a dial-up internet if it killed brown people, you know? Like, that's what an air show is sitting and listening to your modem in 2003 get you onto AOL, but instead of once you're there, it's saying you've got mail, you hear Allahu Akbar before somebody blows them up. You're mad about that joke. I don't know. Talk to George W. Bush, not me. But no, I don't know. It's cool. But no, being back home was kind of a trip, because you have to deal with family, and like, I had to, like, not cuss out, but I had to, like, put my fucking 85-year-old grandma in her place, just because my parents got divorced, and, like, fuck my dad, but also fuck my mom. But, like, my dad was there with, like, his second wife, and, like, my parents got divorced fucking almost 20 years ago at this point. Like, I was, like, 18 or 19, so yeah, like, at least 15 years ago. I don't know how math works, right? Over 15 years ago, and she was still like, ugh, and it's like, shut the fuck up, dude. It was over a decade ago. Do you not have anything else in your life going on for the past 15 years where you still have to have beef about some dude who didn't want to, like, live with your daughter anymore? Like, I don't know. Would you rather them still be married and be miserable? I mean, she's still miserable, but that's, like, her own fault at this point. And kind of my grandma's fault. So, like, I don't know. And you got a divorce, you fucking weirdo. So I had to put her in her place. Had to put my aunt in her place because she was trying to be passive-aggressive about how I don't text her anymore. And I was like, the fucking, it's not, even a tin can on a string, it works both ways. So I was very proud of that. And I'm actually super proud. I mean, I've been super stressed with, I've been doing a bad job of, like, being active on comedy and, like, podcasting. I've just, like, lost the spark with it a little bit. So I needed to take some time off. Not like a full break. It's just like I haven't been, I think I looked at it. I've done like 5 sets this month. And I mean, we're over halfway through the month. I can, if I really, really pushed it, I could like make what I need to do. But I don't, like, you need to take your foot off the gas sometimes. And like, I don't know, but I've been like having weird dreams again. Like stress dreams, which is a reason why I'm taking time off of weed, is I like, need to get my brain right, need to get my head straight, need to get back from snacking every night for, like, all the time, and need to, like, fucking need to straighten out the diet, need to, like, get the life together, get the plan together, stack some money and all that shit, and not, like, honestly stop wasting money on weed. So, like, it was, like, time to take a break, and so, like, now, like, we're gonna have dreams again, and I had one a couple weeks ago, where I was selling cars again, and it'll happen from time to time, where, like, I worked at the same car dealership for, like, 5-6 years, and, like, I went back to it a couple of times, like, I quit twice from there, I quit once, and, like, came back to it, after my politics days, and, like, I don't know. From time to time, I'll have a dream that I have to, like, move back there and sell cars again, and they just, like, throw me in the mix, and, like, and it kind of happened when I went back there, where it was like, oh, can I use this desk to sell a car? Like, I don't have my own desk yet, blah, blah, blah. So I, like, go in there, and I'm, like, doing it, and then I'll, like, go to, like, sell a car, and they'll be like, hey, you just came back. You actually can't sell a car. And then I'll, like, get super pissed that that's what my life is. And I'll just, like, wake up mad that I had failed. And so, like, it's super cool. Like, every once in a while, life is, like, real tough. Life is rocky. Life, like, you have to, like, hunker down and get shit together. But, like, I don't know. I still haven't had to go back to selling cars yet. So I really hope that, like, most of you are in a spot like that, where it's like, hey, life's tough, but at least I haven't had to, like, move back in with, like, whatever your sign of failing is. Like, some people have to move back in with their parents. I'm not saying that that makes you a failure. That's always been my level of failure, is not having to move back in with my folks. I've made it 17 years without having to do it, so that's been kind of cool. I mean, I'm trying to make money with words and still haven't done it, or had to go back to selling cars. Now, do I have to work in the heat and almost fucking pass out? Sure, that'll happen. But, I mean, I'm also in a competition to be one of the funniest people in fucking Chicago. So, I mean, I'm already one of the funniest people in Chicago, if not the world. But, like, it's... And let's stop pretending that that's not true. But we also still... We don't have to prove it. We have to show it off more. But, yeah... I don't know. We're over a half hour. I don't want to talk more than this at this moment, because I still have to edit all this bullshit. But at Ray Roberts Comedy on all your social media, at Ray Roberts Comedy on Venmo and Cash App, Patreon might still be Who Is Ray Roberts. I don't know how to change that, guys. All right, somebody help me. Technology. I'm so old. But send me money. Buy merch. If you want it, hit me up. I'll send you the link, because the website's still a little wonky. We're working on it, all right? But I don't know. Do what you want to do. Say what you want to say. But always remember that, yo, in my white tee, I break a bitch back. In like a lion, out like a lamb, like May or April, or the month that it's supposed to be, March. But yeah, peace out. We'll talk to you later.